Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, rainy Wednesday morning, March the 22nd, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees and cloudy skies, certainly a lot warmer than it has been the last few mornings here. But it's springtime. You have to understand that. It is springtime here in Ohio now. Now, a lot of people will tell you, we've been through this all week, that springtime came on Monday at like 5-something, 5:20-something. I don't know what that was all about. As I've said, my belief is that springtime came yesterday. I'm all about the 21st of the month. I think that spring comes on March 21st. I think that autumn comes on September 21st. I think that winter comes on December 21st, and I think that summer comes on June 21st. Regardless of this whole little soliloquy this morning, we are in springtime. So enjoy it. It is 41 degrees. It's been in the 20s the last three mornings. So we'll take it. It's cloudy, it's rainy, it's dark, it's gloomy, but that's the way it goes. Now, we have a few things to get into here before we get into our trivia. We had great participation yesterday, and I know you're all ready to get back into the trivia. Do want to let everybody know, I will not be on tomorrow morning. I've said this before. I know when I'm not on, people worry. They think I was hit by a bus or something. But I do want to let you know that tomorrow morning I will not be on. I just have a regular four-month checkup, so I will not be on tomorrow morning. But we will have a best of program. Now, I don't know what the best of will be tomorrow, but I assure you it will be good stuff worth listening to. But I will be back Friday morning, and we have quite a thing going on Friday morning here. Now, last week, we were supposed to have an event Friday morning from 8 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. Now, our friend Bob Welsh, who's been, he's kind of our pizza guru. He owned the Great Race Pizza Shop here in Marion, or was a big factor in it, wrote a book about it, so on and so forth. And Bob has become a good friend of ours over the last couple years. And Bob, on all special occasions, does special things with us with pizzas. Now, he has done a groundhog pizza. He has done a fruitcake pizza. He has done a pumpkin pie pizza. He has done a tur pizza, which was a turkey pizza. He has done all manner of things like this, and we've always had a lot of fun with it. Now, he was supposed to come in last Friday and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now, that kind of all got, what would you say, messed up because of, I don't know. It didn't go as well as I thought it would have gone because of a cold. You know, we live in this world now where we don't want people to get sick. So basically, last week, Bob did not come in because of a cold. So this week, we're going to try that again. And we may have a special guest, which would really make this a lot of fun. Not that it won't be a lot of fun already. But Bob is bringing in a special pizza. We don't know what it is. We know it doesn't really have to do with St. Patrick's Day. Has more to do with Easter. But you'll want to be here on Friday to see what that pizza is. Now, aside from all that I just said, Bob and I will also be discussing did spring come early? Because the last time that I saw Bob was Groundhog Day. And on Groundhog Day, all the groundhogs, Puxatony Phil, Buckeye Chuck, and our own groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, all decided that there was going to be six more weeks of winter. Well, we don't know if that really happened or not. So we're going to discuss that on Friday, possibly with our special guest as well. But we really don't know how to measure this. How do you measure if you got six more weeks of winter or not? We'll figure it out Friday morning, so tune in for that. And we'll also have trivia, and we'll also have giveaways. So don't miss Friday morning, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. That will be a lot of fun. Yesterday, I came on, had a little bit of a serious conversation about the Donald Trump looming indictment that was all over the news Monday and Tuesday. Well, he did not get indicted yesterday. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it would be historic if he was indicted, because no president, past or present, has ever been indicted. Now, it didn't happen yesterday. We're not really sure why. There's still news stories out this morning saying it's looming. Maybe it'll happen today. Who knows? The only point I want to make, whether you like Donald Trump or do not like Donald Trump, you can protest if something happens. Protesting peacefully is your right, like so many other things in this life. Now, what should I say here? I want to pick the right words with this, because I know people are very sensitive about this subject. Protesting peacefully is fine, but don't hurt people, don't break other people's stuff, so on and so forth. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope it's peaceful. I hope the indictment happens to the degree that Mr. Trump will get a fair trial and so on and so happens. He seems to think he will be indicted. So that's where it stands now. No indictment as of yet, but people seem to think that this is looming, and all the talking heads on television continue to talk about the indictment. So that's that. Now, Judy, you won Del Taco, a Del Taco $10 gift card, and a Del Taco beanie about a week ago. You can pick those up at the station today from 10 a.m. until noon, or tomorrow, 10 a.m. until noon. So, Judy, you can finally get your Del Taco gift card and your Del Taco beanie. They're at the studio with your name on them, 10 to noon today or 10 to noon tomorrow. So I hope Judy's out there listening so she can get her Del Taco stuff. Now, I got one more story before we get into the trivia today. Now, here's the problem. There is a difference between journalism and people just putting stuff out on the internet and calling it news. And yesterday, there was a very specific example of this. Now, I know a lot of people see news on sites where essentially people are just listening to a scanner. And the problem with that is that a lot of times the information gotten on a scanner is not really what happens. You know, somebody will call in and say, I have a major fire, or I have a fire at this address, and by the time the fire department gets there, it's not really a major fire. Now, I'm not saying that anybody is calling misreporting major fires, but when you have a fire in your home, this is a big deal, and it probably does get you very worked up. But people will put this on the internet, and people think there are major fires going on. The same thing with car accidents. So this is a little bothersome. Well, here, and people say, well, why is that a big deal? Why is that a big deal? Well, here's why it's a big deal. Here's what happened yesterday. Apparently, I don't have the site that this came from, so I'm not even going to say the name. But apparently, there was a story on a site about something that was going on in Caledonia. And apparently, it got such a response that the sheriff's office had to respond to it. Now, here was the response that came from the sheriff's office. This is yesterday, 16 hours ago. Regarding the earlier post about the bone found near Caledonia, the headstones found were a county cemetery. Oh, well, let me get this right here. Let me see if this is written right. The headstones found were from a county cemetery where the prior owner of the trailer had worked. The headstones were damaged and or old headstones that were updated with new ones. The person posting to the site, and I'm not going to say the site's name, is not posting accurate information. The Marion County Sheriff's Office will always make every effort to inform the public with accurate information and statements when serious incidents arise. Now, the Sheriff's Office had to post a response to this where somebody clearly either purposely posted a false story or posted a story that they had no facts about. Maybe they didn't have a malicious intent, but they had no facts in regard to the story. Now, did anybody see this story about bones and headstones in Caledonia on the original site, which I'm not going to say the original site's name, but did anybody see the story? What was the original story that brought about the Marion County Sheriff's Office having to respond? 740-751-4038. Well, maybe somebody knows here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, there you are. I haven't been able to get you guys in all week, and I'm going through withdrawals.
Yeah, but you got us in this morning.
No, I just called to see what you're talking about.
Oh, oh. Well, what's going on? Is the reception bad, or is the...
Okay, so they keep making fun of me at Cricket because my phone is so old that the company that makes my that made my phone doesn't even make cell phones anymore.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's old, but I refuse, like, as long as I can still, like, text and talk on it, I refuse to break down and buy another phone just because they told me I have to.
Well, you know, we all have to upgrade in life at some point. I know I hate it, too.
Does anybody ever really have to upgrade, Scott?
Well, I think, you know, because I hate it, too. I hate upgrading, too. But, I mean, we've had to upgrade. I'll give you an example. We've had to upgrade computers at the studio, not necessarily because they were old, just because we've used them so much, and there's so much information on them that they're not running as fast as they once did. Now, I didn't want to do that, but had to.
The necessary evil, huh?
Necessary evil. Well, here's maybe you know the answer to. Well, you're not social media, but maybe you heard about this. Did you hear something about a story in Caledonia having to do with bones and headstones that was posted?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, apparently there was a story. I don't know what the original story was, but it was on a social media news site. Something to do with headstones and bones in Caledonia. Well, apparently this story got around and upset people so badly that the Marion County Sheriff's Office yesterday had to post a response to this, saying that it was just an old caretaker's trailer, and that the tombstones had been replaced. And basically, they say in this post, the sheriff's office says the person posting to this social media site is not posting accurate information.
Well, isn't that the problem so many times with social media? Like you said, you know, many times before, you just may not really know what to believe.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that this is one of those sites that people take as the gospel. And clearly they do, or the sheriff's office would not have had to post this response. And I don't know why you would purposely want to mislead people or make up things.
Just trolls, I think.
Well, there's really no way to stop it. I was talking to somebody about this last night, and they said, well, you know, they'll probably get in trouble for that. Well, no, they won't, because there's no guard on the internet. It's free speech. They didn't threaten anybody. You can make up anything you want.
What was that deal years ago? I remember Granny telling me that War of the Worlds thing where people are jumping out of windows and all that.
Oh, the stock market crash.
Yeah, and it got on the radio and said this was the end of the world and all this and that.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, I know what you're talking about. That was Orson Welles. It was a play. It was a play, but nobody knew it was a play.
Yeah, but I guess it just goes back to the old adage, people that don't stand for something will fall for anything.
It's just very sad, though, but we're going to be doing trivia this morning, so...
we will be doing trivia. I'll be missing out with Frank.
Well,
archaic cell phone, but I'll be with you all in spirit.
But if you call in, I can give you the question, and you can see if you have any of the answers.
Well, how much longer until you do that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the question, and you can ruminate on it. We started it yesterday, and the question was, now let me give you, and I'll do this for the audience as well. The question was, stores or things that are or were in downtown Marion. Now, here are the ones we have. We have the Palace Theater, the Harding Hotel, the Isley Shop, Kiefer's Clothing, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Long.
That was mine. I was going to say Henny and Cooper.
Henny and Cooper's, yeah, we got that.
I now know that it is Henny and Cooper. Remember when I thought it was Henry and Cooper?
Henry and Cooper. A man and a woman. Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lanes, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byries, Frank Brothers, Ohio Health, Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, The Cigar Store, CATV, Euler Phillips, Faye Bank, Mays, Turoff's, The State Theater, and the Grand Opera House.
What about the Christian bookstore?
You know, I don't have that on the list, but that, see, there are a lot of things downtown, past and present. There's about, how many are left on the list? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 answers left on the list, and some of them are still down there. There are at least 2 that are still down there.
What about the transit? Did you get Marion Area Transit?
I didn't get Marion Area Transit. Isn't that that's a sin in life, isn't it?
Well, I bet you're glad I called in.
Well, keep thinking and call us back and see if you can come up. There are 2 that are still down there right now that we have not gotten.
What about that United Church Homes or whatever it is?
Not somebody guessed that yesterday. Not on the list.
Wow. Okay.
Keep thinking.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that's the list from yesterday. Now, here's one thing I do want to amend from the list from yesterday. I said there was another theater on the list. And when I was doing the research for this, I'm just going to give you the answer. It's the Royal Theater. Now, somebody said that that's what the Grand Opera House became after the fire, was the Royal Theater for a while. But I don't really know if that is true. I was not alive when that happened. So I'm going to take Royal Theater off the list at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just want to back up a day or two here pertaining to Monday, and if that's okay for a few minutes.
Go right ahead.
About the the officers and stuff going down to the Arizona-Mexican border. There's probably a lot of us like to comment on that, but there's no use commenting on it because they're down there, and there's no feedback on that yet, and what they've done and this and that. But there is a lot of questions that could be answered pertaining to that. But I was just wondering, are you going to keep up to date on this?
I am, because I'd like to know what they find out down there. Were you surprised? I was surprised at the bad feedback. It wasn't toward me, but that they were down there, and the sentiment that I heard from a lot of people that day when I went out was, what are they going to learn down there?
Yes, there's questions, but there's a lot of stuff that law enforcement and government and stuff, they can't let that stuff out right immediately, you know. But there's questions I'd like to ask, but I know that be a lot of people would like to know, but it'll be fun asking them when they get back. But I was just wondering if that's going to be kind of a thorough thing or drop. And I was just wondering, you know, the politics will be led into it, just like with Trump. And my, see, I'm just a novice on religion and when it comes to the politics. Those two subjects there, I'm just a novice. You just hear so many feedback, different varieties, that nobody's right or wrong, you know. But anyhow, getting to the point, I just wondered if maybe you're going to have them on and stuff before, and the mayor, our mayor today, or as of speaking, like you do all the time with the other mayor that's elected and stuff like that. Is that going to be a possibility, or is everything just going to be hushed up after election?
Well, I'll tell you, I know that our current mayor will be on next Tuesday, the 28th. Now, he'll do his regular segment at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, the 28th. Now, yeah, whoever...
I understand that part. Our mayor, he'll just can only talk about now until he gets out. But one thing he can talk about, he had to get an extra building or shelter for the ice storm coming, you know, and the salt. And they had to, with the budget, isn't that something about a budget anyhow? They had to get more salt. So they had to get extra place because they didn't use the other salt up. Well, you can get into a big snarl over that kind of stuff on budgets. But, yeah, I guess I'm interested about the election, and same way with Trump right now. It seems funny all this stuff's coming and just months away from election time, you know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting, and as far as I know, whoever the new mayor is, they probably will come on because I think they like to keep up with that. And I do hope that when Ray and Chief McDonald and Sheriff Bales get back, I can have them all in the studio, and then we
but
can...
That was all, that's all the same party, too. There's all, what were they, Democrat or Republican?
I think they're all Republican.
Yeah, all Republicans went down. There was no Democrats in there to get feedback either or anything pertaining to people that was interested in politics to find that out. I just often want... That feedback could come back. You see it on TV all the time, crossing borders and stuff like that. I just wonder.
Well, and I'll be interested. Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
No, I'll be interested to see what they have to say because they when we talked to them, it was day one. So I'll be interested to see what they saw in those following two 18-hour days that they talked about.
Want me to? I'll just give you a couple highlights, and I'll get off here so you can continue on with your show. But one thing I'd like to know, Mary Ellen Withrow might be telling us something about this. It's funny I bring her name up, but that's one that knows a lot about money. There was a thing in there, and I believe in your replay, and you could replay it, and I know for sure I heard it. They went down there on drug money.
Oh, the, yeah, I believe they did say that, yes.
Well, I don't understand what drug money is, but I know what it is. But, I mean, per se, I don't know. You know, drug money, how you keep track of drug money, and we got an auditor, like the auditor up here who keeps track of the drug money here in Marion, or that's confiscated from, arrests and stuff, and drugs are in, the money are confiscated, how they can use stuff like that, and there's a lot of interesting things the general public probably like to hear about stuff like that, and I use the word stuff because it's all stuff to me because I don't know the real meaning of them. And but yeah, going down, back, and flying down. I tell you, if they drove down, they if it was so many thousand miles, which I've went to Tucson, Arizona, many a time, or not many a time, but several times. But flying and driving, they'd pass a lot of drug traffic on the highway if they'd have drove. And if it was 7,000 miles, and you go every mile, about every 10 or 15, 20 cars at the least would have drugs in them or using them, you know. So flying down, why you eat up a lot of country. But that's pretty interesting how they went down there and to see something go up in a helicopter. You know, going up in a helicopter, once you get up there in a helicopter, you're outdoors and you hear about 30 miles away before you see the helicopter. Smugglers and stuff, they aren't going to be out there looking up. They know what it's up there for because they don't see a helicopter up there day in and day out, you know, stuff like that. But it's going to be interesting. I hope they find out, and I hope they can get the so-called cure to stop it. But that ain't going to be an overnight thing, that's for sure. It's been going on for probably, I don't know. Carol and I have been married 61 years, so it's these so-called drugs in Marion has been around for that many years, I know.
Well, and you know, I understand. When people came up to me, and the words they used were, you know, this is a paid vacation for them to go down there, because they aren't going to learn anything on how to help fight drugs in Marion. Now, that's not what I'm saying. That's what people were coming up to me and saying.
Yeah, now, we don't know the technology and stuff, what they have in mind, and I'm not talking nothing about law enforcement. I've got relation that's in law enforcement.
Right. But, you know, it is interesting to try to think, now, how could what they learn at the Arizona-Mexico border, how could that pertain to Marion, Ohio? Because now they could learn that a lot of drugs are coming over, and they could certainly learn that a lot of illegal immigration is happening, but how would they stop that so it would not impact Marion? That's what I think people are having a hard time coming to.
Yeah, correct. And that sheriff down there, or the officials down there talking to them, they can commute by all different means. Talking and on cameras and on the computer system and all that, they can see everything that they're going to see down there this way, just with the airwaves and stuff here in this day and age. And talking to the sheriff, the guy down there that they're going up with and talking to, he's the same as Marion. That said, Marion, hey, where's the worst place to stop the being hit? Well, Route 95 would be one. That's patrolled by the sheriff, the city police, and the highway state patrol, and they do a pretty good job, but they can't keep track of everybody all at the same time. But I could go on that, but it's interesting. I bet the rest of us listening would like to hear the update and not the cutoff point on that, and the questions could flow in, and they can be answered by if they have them on there and tell things that maybe the few tips that I mentioned. So I'm going to get off here. It's fun talking to you, Scott, and hang in there.
Always a pleasure. Thanks. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-751-4038, 42 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in and didn't quite understand what we were talking about there, on Monday morning, we had an exclusive interview with Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan and Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, who are down in Arizona. They called in from Arizona on the Arizona-Mexico border, and they're down there to try to help deal with the drug problem in Marion. Now, a lot of people had very positive feedback about this, and some people did not have some so positive feedback about this. So, I guess the point at this point is, what do you think? 740-751-4038. Now, the other question is this story about the bones in California, or Caledonia, California. I'm in another state now. Caledonia, does anybody know what that story was actually about? Did anybody see that on social media? What in the world that was regarding? Because the sheriff's office had to put out a response to that because the story was out there. But just for the record, just to keep everything straight here, the headstones found in Caledonia were from a county cemetery where the prior owner of the trailer had worked. the headstones were damaged and or old headstones that were updated with new ones. Now, I can only imagine what the original story was that was put out on social media, but it is corrected. And I'm glad that the sheriff's office said the person posting this to the web is not posting accurate information. So there you go. If anybody knows any more on that, let me know. Now, as far as me taking the Royal Theater off the list here of downtown Marion businesses or places, does anybody remember a Royal Theater in downtown Marion? I don't remember it, but when I was reading the information, I think they said that's what the Grand Opera House became after the fire, was the Royal Theater for a while. Now, I'm going to take it off the list so nobody will get in, but I don't know. I don't know if there was a Royal Theater or not. Does anybody remember? 740-751-4038. And I do want to remind you that the people who got in the competition yesterday, Judy, Trish, Mary, Ted, and Carol, you're all still in the competition, but you all can still enter as many times as you like. All right, so the question still remains here this morning in our trivia question, trivia contest. What businesses or places in downtown Marion have we not named? Businesses, places, landmarks, whatever, in downtown Marion have we not named? Now, we named a lot of them yesterday, but there are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, well, maybe 7 left on the list here. Let me do this again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, there are 7. Even with the Royal Theater taken off the list. 7 businesses in downtown Marion that we have not named. And I believe these are all businesses. Past and present. Yeah, they definitely are all businesses. Now, yesterday we had a guess about one, just as we were going off the air, that nobody could come up with the name of. So there you go. There's the trivia question. Businesses that have been and are in downtown Marion. Does anybody know the ones that we have not named yet? 2 of these are still down there. And a few of these, there are some that are still in town and some that have not been out of business very long at all. These are not all ancient businesses. All right, phone lines are open. The category this morning, businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. Now, we got a lot of them yesterday. We got the Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lanes, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, Frank Brothers, Royal Theater, Ohio Health, Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, Cigar Store, CATV, Euler's, Faye Bank, Mays, Turoff's, the State Theater, and the Grand Opera House. Still a few left on the list. Who's going to get them? Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion that are not on our current list. What are those businesses? And as I have said, there are two that are still in business down there. Now, one of these we got close to yesterday. And I'm trying to remember how we got close to it. Somebody called in and was talking about the clinic. I think that's how it started. Somebody called in and was talking about the clinic, and that led to one of the businesses, but they did not have the business name. So does anybody know what that particular business is? It's on the list. We just don't have the name for it yet. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Now think of some of the big businesses that were in downtown Marion at points. Some of these haven't even been gone maybe 5 years. And you got to figure out what we consider downtown Marion. What is downtown Marion? Kind of a certain geographical region that you kind of have to come up with. All right, businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Everybody's thinking about it this morning, trying to come up with it. Go ahead, caller.
What about Clavin Motors?
No Clavin Motors, but a good guess. No Clavin Motors on the list here this morning. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Boy, I think 7 left here. 1, 2, 3. I needed to update this list in general. I should have rewritten it last night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, definitely 7 still on the list here, even after we took the Royal Theater off. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Does anybody know what these 7 businesses are? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Boyd Funeral Home.
Not Boyd Funeral Home. Not Boyd Funeral Home. Although not a bad guess. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Two of these are still there. If you would drive to downtown Marion today, you would see these two businesses. Does anybody know what those two businesses are? Or the 5 other businesses that were in downtown Marion? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
C. Mark Rental.
No C. Mark Rental. No C. Mark Rental on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. What are the 7 that we have left? Now, some of these you would have to go back quite a way for. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Center Street Community Clinic?
Not the clinic, but close.
They've changed their name to a health center.
Well, not the clinic itself.
Okay.
But close.
Okay.
Not the Center Street Community Clinic, but definitely not a bad guess. That's close to one of our answers. businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
There was an upholster shop there on South Prospect. I can't remember the name of it, though.
No upholstery shop. No upholstery shop on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Seven still on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Napa?
Not Napa. Napa, not on the list. Are we going to get through these final seven businesses today? That is the question. Seven left to go here. What are they? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Center Street Community Market? I can't get any name closer than that.
That is it. Center Street Community Market. You got it.
Okay, Scott, I don't know if I could get in today to get that. Would Friday be possible, too?
Friday, yeah, but tomorrow is as well. 10 to 12 tomorrow would work, too.
Oh, okay.
Yep, thanks. All right, yes, Center Street Community Market is one of the answers. So now we're down to six. I don't think that's a good sign for people shopping at the Center Street Community Market, that it took us that long to get that business that's still in business. But that's the way it goes. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. All right, now we got the Center Street Community Market. So we still have one business that's still open down there. 740-751-4038. Now, the others have all closed up, but one of them has actually just moved to another location in town. So there you go on that one. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What is the name of it? Is it a snack shop or candy shop that used to be in there where the Christian bookstore was still at the end?
No candy shops on the list. No candy shops on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. No candy shops at this point. A lot of these were big businesses in their day. Go ahead, caller.
How about that plastic film store?
No plastic film store. No plastic film store on the list. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Six still on the list. 740-751-4038. You know, the problem with this category is there are so many options, because if you go back, there are so many businesses that have been in downtown since the beginning. Go ahead, caller.
The Marion Elks Club.
No Elks on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
No Elks on the list here this morning. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Marion Piano Company?
No piano company. No piano company on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
That downtown athletic?
No downtown athletic. No downtown athletic club. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Still six to go here. 740-751-4038. what in the world are those six businesses that were once in downtown Marion? 740-751-4038. All right, we'll give it another shot here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How about that Van Etna? I think that's what it was. ATTA or something, lighting company down there. You could go in and buy lights.
No lighting company. And we're coming up on the break. Think about it. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Something.